My name is Martin Abongay, and I believe in freedom. I believe in creating a lifestyle where you actually have a choice. My goal here is to help you escape the life of sacrifice you've been conditioned to live. How do I do it? Simply by sharing my own journey to complete freedom. My expectations, my hurdles, my failures, my successes, and everything I learned along the way. How are we going to proceed here? We're going to do it by asking the right questions. The questions that make you think. Because these questions will allow you to do something. Change your mindset, to change your reality, and build the perfect life for you. And when I mean perfect life for you, it's for you. Not for your mom, not for your dad, not for your best friend. The perfect life for you. So in this podcast, we think differently. We expand your horizon and we work together to create your happiness. So welcome to the Freedom by Choice podcast with your host, Martin Abongay. Hey guys, how's it going today? Welcome to a new episode of your favorite podcast. This is episode 442 and this is your host, Martin. All right, guys, for today, it's actually pretty late. It's almost 1 a.m., so I'm going to record this quite fast. But anyway, I wanted to get straight to the point and tell you about my what happened today and the reason why I'm recording this podcast, right? So one thing that that a lot of people don't think about is how much how much abuse and how much nonsense you're willing to take from a client. Okay, so you all heard the saying that the client is king. I mean, at least that's how it is in French. You know, le client est roi. So I don't know if that's the same expression in English, but the customer is always right, right? So you probably heard this. And you're probably in an environment where your management is pushing that forward, where whatever client says, even if the client's completely unreasonable, then you have to do it and you have to put up with it, okay? So that's probably something that you have to do. And yeah, well, it sucks. So if you want my opinion, the customer is not always right, you know? So there are times where the customer is completely unreasonable and the problem is not necessarily your client, it will be your management pushing the idea in your head. And if, you know, push comes to shove and there's a problem with a client, then you're the one who's actually going to be penalized. So I've seen that happening a few times where, you know, a staff member just got disrespected by some, you know, there's always some jerk who thinks that, you know what, these people are here to serve me, and they start treating you like dirt, you know? And it just drives me nuts when this happens and management is siding with the client, saying, well, it's a client, you should basically keep your cool and not say anything and stuff like that because it's Mr. Client. So, well, to a certain extent, yes, you know, you can keep your cool if someone is, you know, getting mad or something, you know, until a certain extent, okay? There's something called respect, and if that person is not giving you any respect, then, you don't have to take that, you know? It's just basic stuff, and I don't understand, like, management who will penalize their staff members for this. So, you know, it happens very often, you know, again, as I said, in restaurants, you know, you have these people, like, if you work in, like, hospitality or something, or a hotel or whatever, you have these, like, really obnoxious clients who think that they can say and do whatever it is that they want. They wouldn't do that at their house or even in their country, but they come where you are and they give you a lot of abuse, okay? I'm not done with this, you know? I don't like altercations and stuff with people, but I do like respect, you know? So it's very important that you decide and that, well, you know, how much abuse
you're willing to take from the client, okay? One thing that drives me nuts is when some people are just willing to take a lot of abuse from a client, and there is no amount of money, right? There is no amount of money that can put up with a certain level of assholeness. You know, that's, I heard it somewhere. Someone had an asshole scale, and he says, look, beyond a 3 asshole, there is no amount of money that you know, justifies putting up with it. And it is the case, okay? For your sanity, for your self-respect, and for, you know, even for your business, you need to get rid of those people, okay? So why am I telling you this? I'm telling you this because, you know, today I had this client who, the guy drove me berserk, okay? It's one of those things where one thing that I value and that I really like in people is the intellectual honesty, all right? And the intellectual dishonesty is something that drives me nuts. I hate it. I hate the intellectual dishonesty. So what do I mean by this? Is, you know, let me tell you the story. So there's this client today I get a call from one of my coworkers and stuff, from that business that we started, saying, oh, we're, you know, it's panic mode. This client wants to leave, and they want us to remove our device because he feels like nobody's taking care of him, and we don't care about the guy, and he wants to leave. He never had any training, and blah, blah, blah. He's yelling, okay? And the guy demands that we go to his establishment and give him a training. So here now you have to hear the background story. So first of all, the background, you know the background story, the one that everybody knows. There's a pandemic out there. People are dying. I think that, how many people died, right? So there's this website, I don't really wanna know, but I think it's like maybe 400,000, 300,000 people died, something like this, right? 300 people died. Some dude, for some reason, wants me to, you know, leave the comfort of my house, where I'm safe, so 336,000 people died, and go give him a training. All right, so that's the first thing. Now, the other thing is this. This client, so when the client called and made a big fuss, he was basically saying, nobody's taking care of me, you guys suck, I want the service out of my life, and blah, blah, blah. So people are scrambling and fighting to keep that client. Now, here's the history with the client. So the client, when he first signed up, I said, Mr. Client, we have a training where I'm gonna teach you how to use the tool. Please show up to the training. Here's the date and time, please come. All right, training happened. Mr. Client didn't show up. Mr. Client didn't call, right? So I had to call him saying, dude, are you coming? He said, oh no. I didn't come. And I'm like, well, I noticed, right? Then I called the guy again. I said, yep, you missed the training last time. There are other sessions I can do on Fridays and stuff. Which one will work for you? Mr. Client says, oh, I'm busy right now. I'm working on this and blah, blah, blah. And I said nicely, well, you know what? If you're busy and everything, I will try to accommodate you. I will come to your office and I will give you the training there. When is it possible? Oh, you can come at that date. Fine, perfect. 10 minutes before leaving, right? So I contact the guy. Hey, you know, is it good for the training? Yes. All right, I'm leaving in 10 minutes. I'll be there very soon. So I'll be there in like, you know, 15 minutes or something, right? I get there at his place of business. I wait for the guy for like half an hour. The guy doesn't show up. So I leave. I contact the guy. I said, well, dude, I was at your office. Where were you? Oh, I was at the barbershop. Sorry, I wasn't there. And I'm like, are you serious? So I said, look, well, here it is, Mr. Client. I have recorded all the content of the training. It's on video. So here's the link. And you can you can go through the training, right? At your pace, because obviously you have a lot of interruptions and all that kind of stuff. You can do it at your pace. Right? 2 months later, someone from my company starts yelling, oh, we need to save this client because he still doesn't have the training. He's threatening to leave us. And I'm like, what? Seriously? So I contact the guy. I said, look, we have a new office. Here's the, when can you come? I have a session. We can organize it on Friday, either at 9 or 10. What's better for you, depending on your schedule, because I know you have a lot of stuff, blah, blah, blah. Oh, 9 is fine. Okay, here's the directions. I see you there. I go there on Friday, 9 a.m. You can imagine how happy I am to be in an office, first of all, because I hate offices, and at 9 a.m., because usually I'm still sleeping at 9 a.m. So I get there, wait for Mr. Klein. Mr. Klein doesn't show up. Does Mr. Klein call me or anything to tell me that he doesn't come? No, obviously not. I call the guy. Mr. Klein, where are you? Oh, I didn't show up. Well, thank you. I noticed. All right? So after that, I said, look, here are your videos. I updated the videos with the new stuff. Please go through the training there because it seems to be very hard to get you to get a training. Here it is. All right. Now, March, 2 months ago, Mr. Client, oh, I need the training. I still haven't had the training. I'm not taking advantage of the tool. So I'm like, well, here is the link again. So this is a special link. You click on it. It's going to take you directly to the training. Please do the training. All right. Oh yeah. Thank you. I'll check today. A month later, someone starts yelling in the company. Ah, the client is moaning. They want to leave us because he doesn't know how to do the training. So I'm like, how hard is it? What's the problem? Oh, I click on the link, I get on this page. So there's a page, there's one button, there's one box that says start the training. Oh, and I said, look, you just need to click on that box, training will start. Okay, so that was, when was that? March. All right, and now today, as I said, panic. Everybody's calling me and stuff. I don't like people calling me, first of all. You know, just leave me alone. Right? Don't call me. So people call me, my phone is buzzing all the time. Oh, you need to call this guy because he just spoke to the client. He had to go there to unplug the device and blah, 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 etc. So at that point, and you need to go there today or tomorrow to save the client and give him a training. And I said, no, that's it. That's it. So we need in this company, we need to agree on the amount of shit that we're going to get from a client. Sorry for the language, but this is ridiculous, all right? So when the client contacted us, he never said anything about, guys, I'm sorry, you invited me for the training a few times, I didn't come, I didn't call, I've had the link, I didn't bother going and checking. No, the guy said, oh, your service sucks, nobody's taking care of me, and blah, blah, blah. So this, for me, is intellectual dishonesty. And these are the last people I want to deal with on this planet. I hate people like this, right? You know, I know I shouldn't say hate and stuff. I hate people like this. These people drive me nuts. I don't want to deal with them, okay? So so I told the guys, because here's the thing. Mr. Klein can do whatever he wants, okay? It's Mr. Klein's, it's his problem. If he's not happy, I will ignore him, right? I will be happy to ignore the guy. My main problem now is that people in my company are willing to put up with that kind of stuff. You know, so obviously they didn't have all the background story, which I gave them. So hopefully we're all on the same page that we need to get rid of that client. All right, if he wants to leave, please leave. Here's the door. I will hold it for you. Leave, all right? Because here's the thing. Just analyze this. Analyze the situation. This guy doesn't have a training. Why? Because of him. That's his fault. He had many occasions every single day. So he had the link to the training since December. So count the number of days from here to December and you'll see how many opportunities he had to get the training. All right. So he is the reason why he doesn't have the training. But when there is a problem, so here in this case, there's not even a problem. Who is he blaming? Does he have like any responsibility at all in the whole story? No. He doesn't, right? It's all you. So what does that tell you? Because people just look at the situation right now saying, oh yeah, but still it's a client, he's well connected and stuff. I don't care. You know, he can know the president, he can know the Dalai Lama, he can know whoever he wants, right? If he's unreasonable, I'm not going to deal with him. But here's the thing, Next time there's a problem, what do you think is gonna happen? Right? It is going to be the same thing. You're going to deal with someone who's completely unreasonable, is going to blame everything on you, is going to make a big fuss for nothing. Right? And that's the last thing I want in my life, is to deal with people like this. Okay? So, you know, money is good. Right? Money is good. Well, here in this case, we're making zero money with this guy. He's not paying us. Right? So that's one thing. He's not paying us anything. Right? But anyway, what I wanted to say is money is good. Right? But there is no amount of money that justifies putting up with that level of assholeness, right? So you need to draw a scale, like on a sheet of paper, on a board, somewhere in your office, right? At the front door of the office, you put the scale of assholeness. All right, and anybody that goes beyond that scale, so beyond the 3 asshole, then you don't work with them. Get rid of them, okay? Get rid of them. This guy, I mean, this morning I was mad as hell. I was like, well, the thing that drove me like the berserk and that bothers me the most was the fact that everybody else in the team was, oh, we need to do something and you need to go to the guy's business. And I'm like, dude, no. There's a pandemic, people are dying. So it's the thing, like people have been confined for a little while and I've been confined for 2 months, I had enough. Well, you had enough, it doesn't mean that the virus is not there anymore. So what do you want me to go to some random guy's office for nothing, right? When he already has everything. But even for that, the client needs to understand there is a pandemic, you know? Even if you were paying me $3 billion, maybe, right? You're paying me zero. Right? Zero. You're paying me zero. And you're making my life a living hell. There is no way I'm going to risk my life and go to your office. Okay? So, one thing is, I told you about the Pareto principle, right? Which is the 80-20. And it applies to anything, right? So it's not necessarily 80-20. It can be a little bit like 75-25 or 95 or 90-10 or something, right? But here's the thing, right? I worked in support for like three years, okay? And here's what I can tell you, because this applies and will apply to you, is that 80% of your problems will come from 20% of your clients. It's always the same people who are moaning, who are unhappy, who feel that it's unfair, and blah, 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 blah. So it's the same people, okay? Find those people, get rid of them, and you will see how more relaxing your life is gonna be, okay? So I tried to explain to my buddy, because he called me, but he didn't know the whole story, right? So when I told him the whole story, he was like, oh yeah, well, indeed, you know? But I told him, you know, when you were 16 and you're doing some internship or something like this, you know, it's your first internship and blah, 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 you know, even though you shouldn't, right? There is a certain level of abuse and shit that you're going to get from people because you're just the intern and the stuff, you know, you can't get mad at everything. You know, you have to put up with stuff, right? Until you get your, like, what's it called, like flying wings or something like this? I don't know, like your medals and decorations and stuff. But there's a point in time in your life where you're done putting up with people. Like, I'm done putting up with people's crap. I don't have to do it, right? I have a choice. If you want to give me crap, you have to go, right? And now I'm at that point in my life, I don't need this. I don't need this crap, you know what I mean? So I told them, look, guys, we're in a situation in our life where we've gone through the phases where, man, you have to put up with stuff. We don't have to put up with that stuff, right? So this client, I want that client gone. I want that person gone because I know exactly what's going to happen next time there's a problem with anything which doesn't have anything to do with us or whatever. He's going to make a big fuss and blah, blah, blah. So the best thing to do for everybody is to get rid of them, okay? So look at the clients that you have, right? Look at them. And try to analyze them. Is there someone that gives you so much abuse and so much trouble? Someone who's obnoxious and impolite with your staff, who is always unreasonable and all that kind of stuff, you know? So me, one thing in my company is there is nobody, nobody who's going to talk smack to anybody in my team and get away with it, right? If you do this, you're gone. I don't care how much money you're making me. I don't care how much, but you're gone, okay? Because my people, so the people working in my company, they're my family, and they matter more than Mr. Client. They matter a lot more than Mr. Client. I already explained that to you. Why do they matter more than Mr. Client? It's because Mr. Client might buy once from me in their whole life, yeah? But these people who work in my business, they come every single day. Every single day, they give me their time, they give me their attention, they give me their blood, sweat, and tears to help the business move forward, right? And somehow, so, you know, somehow, some people decide that, you know what, some random stranger who buys something on the internet once from you just because of the price, for example, they don't really care about you. They're more important than people working in business. It's really not the case, right? So it really drove me nuts when I got people asking me, oh, can you please contact the client? Can you go at the client's office and give them a training? No, there is no way I'm gonna do that. And I'm gonna lobby to get rid of this guy. Anyway, if anything else happens with this guy in the future, if they really wanna keep the guy, which I'm going to make sure that we don't, then don't involve me, right? I don't wanna help this guy. We need to get rid of him, okay? So, well, that's pretty much it, guys. Make sure to do this. Look, make sure to do this. These people will ruin your day for nothing, right? Nothing. They bring nothing to you. And make sure you draw this the asshole scale and you draw the asshole line, right? So you can put the line at 2, right? So there is, you know, the scale goes from 1 to 10, right? You can say beyond a 2 asshole, then I am not working with these people. I get rid of them, okay? And you'll see your life is actually going to be a lot better, and you won't have to record an episode like this one, all right? So I see you guys in the next episode. Bye-bye. All right, guys, you just heard a brand new episode of the Freedom by Choice podcast with myself, Martin Ebonge. So I got a question for you. Did you like this episode? If yes, can I please ask you a small favor? All right, so here's the thing. The biggest thing that helps my podcast grow and bring more value to other people is if you guys leave a review, if you rate the podcast, and if you subscribe to the podcast. Why? Because this tells the platform that I'm actually bringing a lot of value to you and that you like my stuff. The more people like my stuff, and the more they'll show you to other people. And this way, we can make sure that we can impact a lot of people with this podcast and this community, all right? So what I wanna ask is, can you please take 3 seconds out of your busy day? Because I know everybody's busy. And if you could just like subscribe to the podcast, rate this episode and leave a review. It is 3 seconds for you, but for me, it will actually make my day and it can help someone else on the other side of this planet, okay? And one thing I like and one thing I want for this podcast is for it not to be a monologue. So I want to get feedback from you guys, right? So if you want to contact me, it's very easy. You can send an email to contact@martinebonge.com. And in this email, you can give me feedback on the episode or on the whole podcast, but you can also give me some suggestions about subjects that you want me to cover, right? If it's interesting and if a lot of people want to hear it, then I will cover it, okay? But anyway, thank you for listening to this episode, and I see you in the next one, all right? Thank you very much, guys. Bye.